Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
CBS Eye on the World, New World Report with Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, returned to Washington, D.C. from his overseas travel in Colombia, and Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. Both gentlemen are here to comment on large changes in South America having to do with Argentina invited into the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. We begin, however, with hurricane season. Two hurricanes now at least, Franklin and Idalia, are headed into the Caribbean. One brushed along the DR. I mention this because hurricanes are going to take over reporting on the Caribbean these next weeks and into Florida. At the same time, there are two islands in the Caribbean that are going in different directions. One, I've mentioned, the DR, the Dominican Republic, shares an island with Haiti, and Haiti is abandoned. The other, Cuba, embraced by China. We begin with Haiti. Gentlemen, the report from Haiti is, I didn't think it could get worse, but it just did. At least seven killed after Haiti gang opens fire on church-led protest, according to the report from Port-au-Prince. And then at the same time, we have this report. Haitian shelter and sports center as fresh attacks displaced nearly 9,000. Joseph, I begin with you. Haiti is not a story of narco-terrorism only. It's not a story of violence only. It's also a story of the Americas collectively, the OAS, the CELAC, all of the transnational organizations, either washing their hands or looking to the UN, or averting their eyes from Port-au-Prince. Do you hear anything in your travels, Joseph, that speaks to the catastrophe in Haiti and who can step in and stop what looks now to be murder incorporated by the young men of Port-au-Prince? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, Haiti can't catch a break. It's kind of been the story of its recent history. Obviously, they have a lot of political issues. They had a political assassination of the president a couple of years ago. They have rampant organized crime and violence that's taken over the entire country. The international community is very agnostic, or I would say maybe apathetic with Haiti because of previous interventionist failures in the country. So there's no real country that wants to take the lead on going into Haiti and trying to stabilize the situation. And now they're getting hit by a hurricane. And, you know, I don't know if people have seen this map, but there's this, you know, kind of equivalent to how people look at North Korea, South Korea. When you look at that satellite overlay where you see all the lights in South Korea, no lights in North Korea, except for the one in Pyongyang. They have a similar satellite overlay of Haiti and the Dominican Republic. And what you see on the Dominican Republic side, you see vegetation, you see an environment, you see a population, and you look at Haiti and it looks like a desert. That's because Haiti has not had the infrastructure developed in the country to withstand these kind of natural disasters. I remember an earthquake in 2010 almost destroyed the entire country of Haiti. Matter of fact, the mass migration from Haiti really picked up after that earthquake in 2010. A lot of them went to South America. Similar earthquakes hit Dominican Republic. So I was in Colombia actually a few weeks ago, and there was an earthquake near Bogota, and you know that it was a 6.2, I think, on the Richter scale. Which, you know, it was, you know, not fun, but it didn't destroy Bogota. If that 6.2 had hit Haiti, it would have been equivalent to the 2010 earthquake, would have destroyed it. So this kind of speaks to the crisis in the country of just having lack of everything. It has a lack of infrastructure. It has a lack of food. It has a lack of security. But I think principally, and this has always been the problem, they have a lack of liberty. It's a country that never really has been able to liberate itself from like forces that have been trying to occupy the country through corruption. So I feel bad for Haiti. I hope Hurricane doesn't destroy it. This might unfortunately provide an opportunity for the transnational criminal organizations to further entrench themselves inside the country.
Ernesto, I come with you to you because there is a report about the other island in the Caribbean that is in the path of their dancing hurricanes, Idalia and Franklin here. This is Cuba, and it's a strange report, Ernesto, and I ask you to comment because you have depth of knowledge about how China has acted in the New World these last years. China's Xi Jinping vows to support Cuba in defending its national sovereignty. Is this news, Ernesto, that China is now embracing Cuba? You remember weeks ago we touched on the revelation that China had a base, a listening base in Cuba for some time and was thinking about stationing troops there. But now this statement pledged to support Cuba's defense of its sovereignty. Is that something that has never been seen before, to your knowledge?
Oh, I don't think so, John. Good evening. Before anything else, I don't think this is has any precedent in terms of China having a presence in Cuba so explicitly and also so close to U.S. territory, right? But this has all to do, I think, with China working in tandem with Russia. Russia, of course, inherited a special relationship with Cuba from the Soviet Union. And Vladimir Putin, since the beginning of his reign in Russia, has reestablished the ties that had been kind of let loose during the Yeltsin years because he wants a base for Russian action so close to the U.S., with all that implies, right? Not only a military, but geostrategic and also support for organized crime, which is more and more running the region. So I think this has to do with China taking over, let's say, take on the totalitarian man's burden, right? To paraphrase Kipling. I think China is taking over that kind of burden from Russia in a moment that Russia can't afford the resources to be present in Cuba due to the war in the Ukraine. And this has to do also with the perception that we often discuss here in the program that well, they don't necessarily work hand in hand, but they work coordinately, in a coordinated fashion, China, Russia, and Iran. And their purpose is to have influence and also to have a presence, a physical presence in Latin America in order to, before anything else, do damage to the United States.
Joseph, I come to you because the president of Cuba, Diaz-Canel, was on the sidelines at the BRICS summit in Johannesburg. And this statement of China defending the national sovereignty, does that complicate the story of how narco-terrorism works hand in hand with state actors now that China is ready to mix in? We know Cuba is part of the narco-terrorism chain of command, the money laundering, the distribution of operatives throughout the continent. I'm thinking of Caracas and the Cuban intelligence. Now that China is going to support Cuba, does that change your work? Does that change the work of people trying to get the facts out?
No, I mean, China has been supporting Cuba for a long time. It's always considered Cuba kind of like its little communist brother in the Western Hemisphere. So I don't think that's necessarily a new development. They continue to help Cuba and all of the Cuban-aligned countries in the Western Hemisphere, most notably Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Bolivia. China has anchored themselves in Latin America by that Bolivarian bloc, meaning that they believe that if they can entrench those Bolivarian countries into a form of authoritarian governance, which is what they're doing, that would be able to spread throughout the rest of Latin America. And that's where Brazil, Argentina, Mexico, the big countries, the power players of Latin America come in, because the networks that stem from Venezuela, Nicaragua, Cuba, and Bolivia are the ones that have been able to destabilize those bigger countries. You know, Ernesto could talk a lot about that in regards to Brazil, because Lula da Silva doesn't return to power after being convicted of felonies without this network operating very intensively in the country. China likes to maintain a level of plausible deniability because it has political and economic legitimacy, so it doesn't want to contaminate itself. But by working through countries like Cuba, Bolivia, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, it maintains that plausible deniability because on the surface, it seems like those are the countries that are destabilizing within your borders. But China is the big shadow enabler that's doing it all throughout the continent.
Joseph Umara, the executive director of Secure Free Society. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. We're headed to Brazil. Lots of news. This is CBS Eye on the World, New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.